Over the weekend, election ballots went out to residents in Vancouver, Washington, and one local race has caught people's attention, a nearly $1 million contest for a seat on the Port of Vancouver board. Molly Solomon reports on what happens when big money pours into a local election.
It's a drizzly Saturday morning, and about a dozen people crowd a small apartment in central Vancouver. They're filling up on bacon and eggs before a day of canvassing the neighborhood.
We've got toast. We've got orange juice.
Don Orange shows me around his place, a stack of dirty dishes piling up in his sink.
I was a short order cook when I was in high school. Actually, this is fun for me.
Orange is running for the closely watched Vancouver Port Commissioner seat. And from his apartment kitchen, his grassroots campaign may look like many before it. But this race is unlike any other. The future of a multi-million dollar oil terminal at the port hangs in the balance. And that's made things personal in this close-knit community.
That part of it adds some stress to it. And it's stressful for me when people question my integrity or my character. It's not fun.
Tesoro and Savage are behind the $210 million Vancouver Energy project. They say the terminal would ship 360,000 barrels of oil daily, bound for West Coast refineries. If elected, Orange could shift the power of the three-member board against the project for the first time. That outcome could spell the end of the terminal. That message is one Orange and his volunteers are trying to get out to voters.
It threatens the Columbia River. It threatens the communities that live downwind of the port. It'll change Vancouver forever.
Orange's campaign is largely funded by individuals, averaging a gift of about $140. In recent days, he's gotten more than $250,000 of in-kind donations from the group Washington Conservation Voters. They say that's largely to keep Orange in the race and to offset massive donations to his opponent, Chris Green. Green has raised nearly $600,000 and has one of the largest campaign war chests in the state. Nearly 90% comes from Vancouver Energy and backers of the project.
Well, I don't want to sound cynical about this, but they're buying themselves democracy. I mean, they're buying themselves profit.
Eric DePlace is the Energy Policy Director with Sightline Institute, a think tank that focuses on sustainability issues in the Northwest. DePlace says the amount of money going into the port race is unprecedented.
And I think it really demonstrates just how critical it is for them to control a local port race like this. If they lose this port seat, they're probably out of luck at the Port of Vancouver.
I believe I should accept that money because they're a partner in the community. They like my platform. They like the fact that I'm not a single issue candidate.
That's Chris Green. Even with the money flowing into his campaign, he denies he has made up his mind on the oil terminal. Instead, he says he wants the terminal proposal process to play out. The State Energy Board is still reviewing the project, but every 3 months, the terminal space is in the hands of the port commissioners. They have the power to decide whether or not to renew the lease. The stakes weren't always this high for port races in Vancouver. They were sleepy affairs where incumbents ran unopposed to renew their six-year terms. And campaigns usually got no more than $10,000.
They were less visible.
That's outgoing Port Commissioner Brian Wolf. He says he's retiring in part because he knew the terminal would make this election different.
The project, I think, is an okay project. I'm just saddened by the divisiveness that it's caused.
Divisiveness is something Chris Green knows well. Just last week, his former campaign strategist and close friend Robert Sabo publicly revealed emails showing Vancouver Energy and other oil insiders are shaping Green's messaging. Green has since filed a court order against his friend. All of this came to a head at a recent campaign event.
Thank you very much, Candidate Orange.
Green and Orange appeared at a forum at the local ILWU chapter. The longshoremen have endorsed Orange and have spoken out against the terminal.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. My name is Chris Green. Is the clock started?
After Green finished his stump speech, a man named Cager Claybaugh stepped forward and motioned for the mic.
I'm a port worker, okay? You're going to be representing me, possibly.
Claybaugh wanted to know if he could trust a candidate like Green, despite all the money and influence coming from a port tenant like Vancouver Energy.
Tell us why we should believe that you are going to support our best interests over the person with the biggest check.
Okay, I appreciate the question.
Green didn't back down. Despite the news articles, despite the money, he stayed on his campaign message that he was his own man, not beholden to big oil. Whether voters trust that answer will become clear on Election Day, November 7th. I'm Molly Solomon in Vancouver, Washington.